Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
TJ Bowe and producer Hope, and on this day to remember, never forget, honor our fallen heroes, 9/11, the memories are just streaming in on our Donuts Delight text line.
St. Agnes School in Avon is having a 9/11 ceremony at 9:30 at the Circle.
Oh, there you go. So there's activities or ceremonies all over our area.
This texter just remembering, and that's what we do today. It says, my dad was taking me to an orthodontist appointment that morning. We heard it on the radio, then stopped at a Circuit City to watch it on TV. Crazy, but it just doesn't seem that long ago.
Yeah, and that's history right there. I mean, stopped.
That's almost like a picture in time. Uh-huh. Orthodontist appointment.
Right.
Heard it on the radio, stopped and had to find a Circuit City to watch it.
Interesting. How about this one? I remember that morning I got up, feeding my baby boy was 1 year old. And he was just smiling and laughing. And I saw the news and I started crying. And I love my son's face just went from smile to, what's wrong, Daddy?
Yeah.
It was that real. And youngsters, just like pets like that, can see your emotion change.
Yeah.
And what an interesting texture to remember his son's face just changing like that.
Well, and life changed after that. Mm-hmm. You know, my baby brother joined the Navy. I never went back to New York City. I mean, people's lives, even that day, you did not finish your work day. They sent you home if you didn't work in the media. You just wanted to be home. People just left their jobs, and they just wanted to be with loved ones. It was a very human, raw, emotional day.
Yes, it
was. And you went back to root, and you were just like, I don't know what's happening. All I know is that I want to be with my family.
Let's get into more. You were living in New York, but then you never went back after 9/11. TJ Bowe and producer Hope on this 9/11, remembering where you were. And on the Donuts Delight text line, I can clearly remember I was in second grade taking a spelling test when a teacher came into my class to tell the teacher what was going on. We turned on the TV, and that's what we watched. And we saw the second plane hit. She goes, I remember it like it was yesterday. We all have that memory. You were actually living in New York. And then 9/11 happened. You're like, no more. I'm out.
That's exactly what happened. And I know I'm not alone with that. But I'd been living there. And actually, I came back here to the Southern Tier. My grandma had passed away suddenly. And my mom needed my help. So I said, I'm going to sublet my apartment, my little room in Queens. I'm going to sublet that to a friend of mine who was leaving on a tour. So he only needed a room to stay in for a couple months. And then October 1st, I was supposed to go back. October 1st. September 11th happened. And after that, I went, I'm never going back. It was just, it changed the course of my life. Everything after that, that was that pivotal moment when the direction I was heading in life went, nope, and totally went the other direction. You know, I met my ex. Morgan was born in 2002, the very next year. Like, I totally wanted a family. I didn't want to be in a city. You know, I didn't want to do theater anymore. Like, it affected me, and I know it affected many, many others, and it just changed the whole course of my life.
That's amazing, because if you would have stayed in New York, if 9/11 didn't happen,
correct,
you maybe kept chasing the theater dream, get on TV.
Still auditioning, doing stuff. I probably would have not had kids.
Right.
You know, because that's not, wasn't in my plan. I was living a pretty selfish existence, honestly. I really was.
Well, it's okay. It was your dream at that time.
Right.
But wow, how you adjusted and things changed.
I don't know how to explain to folks who didn't live that feeling of just how different the world was literally overnight. The world that we knew was totally different.
We're remembering our fallen heroes, those lost. How are you remembering? Can we help at all? You want to share your story? We're here for you. It's the Bee Morning Coffee Club, 585-252-WBEE. You know our number. Call or text 252-9233. We're remembering where we were, 9/11, when it happened. I was in Vegas. TJ was
in the Southern Tier,
but still had an apartment in New York City, and said how she just never went back after that. Hope was saying she was younger. She was just in kindergarten. And Jen here, your brother was in kindergarten with Hope. And at that young age, your parents were sheltering you. What was going on in the world?
He came home from kindergarten not knowing anything, whereas I was a junior in high school and remember vividly being in choir with Mrs. Sargent, and she got a phone call and said anyone whose parents are working in New York City need to go to the main office. And so once those kids left the room, she told us that a plane had hit the World Trade Center, which we didn't comprehend. And there were a bunch of TVs all around the cafeteria, and so we pretty much watched television in the cafeteria or the library the rest of the day.
And did your family work in New York City?
No, I have a fresh air sister who came up every summer from Brooklyn, and it took us probably a week or two before we knew they weren't near it, but it probably took 2 weeks before we were able to connect via phone for them to tell us that they were okay.
Well, and the thing is, you couldn't get through.
Yeah.
You could not get through at all for like 3 straight days. Because the first thing I did was start calling everyone I know, and you couldn't get a call out. So it was a scary time, but thank you so much for remembering with us this morning. Thanks for spending your morning with the Bee Morning Coffee Club.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.